Hey, what's up? This is Much King, and you're now tuned into the CWF Network.
The wire connecting music lovers around the world. You're listening to Off.
Giving you a dose of R&B with the click of the play button.
I'm your host, Deluxe Dave.
Just connecting your cord to aux.
What is up, all of my music lovers out there? It is your man, Deluxe Dave, here with another episode of aux. If you are tuning into aux today, you're tuning into an R&B podcast where each and every week I talk to you about music from the past to the present, and then you give me what you thought about that music that I have talked about that whole episode. Shows like this you can find right here on the CWF Network, where each and every single week we are bringing you big content in small pieces. So last week at the end of the show, I said I was going to announce something very, very great. So I want you to stick around to the end of this episode so I can holla at you about what I wanted to speak with you about. Anyways, I am so excited that summer is finally approaching so I can dive into this hot, wonderful weather. I always say I would prefer hot weather over cold weather any day. I came from the cold weather. I don't need it. I came from the snow. I don't need it. I love my hot weather. Even if it's muggy and I got to take 3 showers a day, I will take your hot weather and me just drinking water all day. Anyway, I'm going home to visit my father for Father's Day, and I wanted to give a special shout out to all the amazing dads that are out there. You are so appreciated. We give love to our mothers when the Mother's Day comes around, so I want to make sure that there are some good fathers out there that we are giving a special shout out to also. So we're jumping right into this episode this week, and I wanted to pull up an episode that I have been thinking about for probably about 2 months now. And I was looking online recently, and there was a very interesting story that I saw in Variety, I believe it was Variety magazine. And it was talking about a certain choreographer by the name of Jaquel Knight. And he decided that he wanted to start a company to copyright iconic dance moves. Now, this is the same person that has choreographed work for Beyonce, the Single Ladies Dance. He's choreographed many other artists also. And when I first saw it, I was like, are we going a little bit too far with this? And then I started to think about me as a creative and the things that I have done to create and make things, and how difficult over time it's becoming to be a creator and post your things on all of these different sites and different things like that. So I, being an inquisitive mind and just wanting to know more and seeing if I was going too far, I reached out to a friend that is a dancer. He's been dancing since he was little. And I was like, what are your thoughts on this article? What do you think about this man that is doing this? And he actually told me that this is a great thing for the dance community. And I could see his point, because people have, you know, these dances that they come up with, these moves and different things like that. And then people will take them and they will market and make money off of the very same dance that someone else has created. And, you know, they have the money maybe to back it, and it got more of a reach because it had maybe a label or something behind it to push it. So I saw his point, but I still had a question in my mind, like with music and dance. Are we going too far? So I wanted to have a conversation basically about that in a nutshell, because not only with dance did that affect me, it also affected me in my creative world of just making a video. Back in the day, I did many, many YouTube videos, and I was talking about pop culture, and I had different videos that I did where I would do a mock music video. This was before everybody was doing everything that they do on TikTok and all of that stuff. I was doing all of these things way back then. Now, over time, my journey with YouTube ended, maybe after 2 years, because YouTube began to change rapidly when they started to add monetary, you know, funds begin to be available to YouTube people. YouTube was just for fun and to get likes at first, or just to become or get a higher, a bigger platform. And then money started to get involved. And when we involved money with it, there's always a market or area for us to start to twist things. So I started to notice little by little some of the music or the music videos that I would do where I'm either lip syncing or doing something, or music that I would use at the beginning of the video would get flagged because it wasn't an instrumental or it had words in it. And I believe it started with the music because the record labels didn't like that. You know, there was monetary things that were coming to people for using the music that was there. So they felt like maybe that's their money for that music that's being used, even if it was a snippet or a clip. So I found myself to becoming very disinterested with YouTube at the time, and a lot of other things were going on in my life. So I kind of backed away from it. So let's fast forward about a year later, after I stopped doing them, Instagram comes along, and Instagram presents a new platform with just pictures, where we just have pictures, we're just taking pictures, it's all wonderful, it's all great, and then all of a sudden, videos are added to the element, and 30-second videos at that. But then we start expanding more and more to IGTV, and to longer videos, which could be a minute long, and we're just doing a lot at that point where people could start adding in dances. And you know, when you have a dance, you got to add in music. So then I started, you know, noticing, you know, back in the day when you would post a video on Instagram, you know, you could have music in the background if it was a snippet or something like that. Just recently, I'm going through my Instagram and I'm starting to see videos fall off one by one by one of videos 3 and 4 and 5 years old of copyright. Like copyright infringement, like you or whatever it is, UMG, Sony, whatever, whoever the company is, they're upset because I've used a snippet of something or a little clip of something is within my Instagram, which I'm not even making money, you guys, from Instagram at this point. You know, I have not got a higher, you know, maybe they see that I'm starting to get more of a following or something like that, but they are snatching stuff down left and right, which is not the same for a person which has the means or has a verified check by their name. They're allowed to definitely use whatever they want to use because they're verified and they, you know, they just figure that they've gotten cleared for something and they don't want to make people mad so that people can keep coming back to Instagram. So it's just like the lesser, like they are picking at like the lesser of people that don't have the means to be as creative. So I believe it's like a form of what I call creative capitalism. That was the original title of what I wanted to call this show, but I didn't want to be as blatant about it, but I just wanted to make sure that we were noting how hard it is for creators to be creators. And I wanted to talk about this because it's so interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about basically what I wanted to do with my life, where I wanted to go, things I wanted to do later on, and what I wanted to see my life as. And he's talked about me having my own entity instead of going through Instagram or going through Facebook or going through all of these other little platforms, make my own platform so that things that are done with me are my own work, you know, and I can use instrumentals or do whatever I want to do without feeling like something is getting stripped away or that you're taking away my creative voice, which I feel like it's just really, really sad. And the rules of even podcasting have gotten even strict along the way with when you're talking or adding something else to the mix where it can get funny if you're doing a certain thing. So as creatives, I feel like there are too many restrictions. All I usually say when it comes to stuff like this is that there is nothing, nothing, and nothing that is new under the sun at all. Everything that is made has been here before. It's been reused. It might have been reinvented or made another way, but there is nothing new under the sun. So I feel like with all these restrictions in place, these companies are becoming so greedy that even when we're expressing ourselves with art, we are finding ways to capitalize off of that and say, okay, that's my, you know, either piece of my song or that's a piece of my dance move. And if it continues to get out of control, we won't be able to do anything. We'll be statues in the art world. And I think it does more damage to people's creative, you know, respect than it does help. Just like if you're writing a paper. Now, I can understand if you're plagiarizing a paper and you're writing something word for word and it's the exact same paper and you're taking a piece of a whole paragraph from a magazine and putting it in your paper and not quoting or citing. But if you cite something under your work or you say where this has come from or you are sourcing something for what you have put in here, you should definitely be able to use those types of things. Now, I understand when it gets out of control and all of that stuff, but I don't think when it comes to like paying for, you know, a dance move or paying for using a song, it should not be that way in the creative field if you're mixing it up and making it your own, because you see so many of these different big companies, they're able to do it because they can pay the money. But when you don't have the means to pay that money, which is why everybody is so money driven now and why everybody wants to have the money so that they could just buy the song or just buy the rights to whatever to use that clip or that snip. When you have the means to do that, you can go ahead and do that, but it still puts a pin on the people that are lesser than. So you can't be creative if you don't have the means to do it. And I have a problem with that. If you're not able to do things just because, when we talk about creativity, I'm just going into a tangent here, but I just want to say this. When we talk about creativity and we talk about doing or being free or doing whatever you want to do in this life, there are still limits. And we say, yo, no, just go and do it. If you're going to do it, do it. When we go and do it and we use like a piece or a snip of something and then you say, oh no, this can't be heard in the United States, this, you are putting a pin in a person's creative nature. Even if they're not even getting paid, they were just trying to be creative and you're shutting it down. I could see if they were getting paid for it. Maybe you could go the route of YouTube instead of just Xing the whole thing out so that a person can't even watch what you've created. How about saying you just can't get monetized for this video? You just can't get monetized for that video, but still letting the music be played. I think YouTube does a great job with that. Just saying, no, we'll still let you put that up there, but no, you can't be paid for that work because you use that in there. I can see that. Is that too much work for you guys? If you could, YouTube can do it, I'm sure you can too. So I just wanted to shout this out because as a creative and somebody that's always doing things creatively, you can get so frustrated that it would even hinder you from wanting to create because you feel like, oh, I gotta watch out for this. Oh, I gotta watch out for that. You're silencing the creative. And I really, in certain ways, I just don't like it. I think it's capitalism at its finest. And we have to be able to bend a little when it comes to art. Art is art. We have seen it being reinvented so many different ways, and we need to be allowed to express ourselves the way that we want to. And that's all I wanted to say about this today on this topic. I thought it was a very interesting topic, and I wanted to make it, this is my announcement, my final topic for the show Aux. This is my final episode of Aux. This has been an amazing 70 show run that I've done with Aux. I have had a beautiful time doing these episodes. Mush King granted me this opportunity to find my voice and grow, and I feel like I have done that through this process. I know now is like my time that I have to get back to what I definitely know that I am definitely called to do. I believe there is a message that I am definitely called to share with the world. There are so many things that I have touched on over my lifespan and just things I was trying to start maybe in 2018, and then I kind of just backed away from it a little bit because I got discouraged about, of course, the funds and the different things that I needed in order to accomplish this. But I feel like this show still has been a stepping stone to really get me back to that place that I really want to be. I really never want to say like goodbye. Nowadays, it's more like I say later, but this platform has really helped me through the pandemic, especially, you know, everything that was going on with the pandemic and having an outlet and place to be creative and talk about what I love so much, music. It's really, really helped me. I'm grateful that it's been this kind of like creative covering for me so I can become better in areas that I always shied away from all the time or felt not as confident in all the time. And this has really helped me to progress. If you look at the episode that I started with at the very beginning up till now, it's been such a journey and such a process. It's been an amazing stepping stone for me. And Mush is building a beautiful network here. So you make sure that you stay tuned to the CWF network. Make sure you're following the CWF network at CWFP underscore. Make sure you look at some of this new content that is coming out from him. I am sure there are so many other amazing things that are going on this network that you're going to get to hear and see. This is an amazing, amazing network. So make sure that you are tuning into some of my old shows, listen to some of, you know, the old ones. And then there's plenty of new content that's coming out. So make sure you're listening. I'm sure there are big things in store for this network. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen. So before I go, I usually do my three favorite people of the week in music, but this week, because it is my final week on Aux, I'm going to give you my all-time three favorite people in music, which you probably heard as I've been discussing all of these different episodes. At some point in time, I've talked about one of these artists or all three of these artists. My very first one, and this is all R&B, and this is people from my era, so it's not, even though we say people pave the way, these are people that I grew up with or that I enjoy to listen to, and I feel like without music, you know, without these people being so influential, you know, many people that sing music today would be nowhere, you know, because they had these people to look at. So my first one up, of course, is Michael Jackson. I will always give props to Michael Jackson. He is one of the best of all time. Even though he leaned more towards pop a lot of times, he was still an R&B singer when he started out as a child, and I still listen to his music to this day. Very sad when we lost him, but I know his music lives on and people still listen to him constantly. So Michael Jackson is the first on my list. Number two is Lauryn Hill. You've heard me talk about her. I had a special episode for her, I think, at one point in time. I've always talked about the miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and even though she had only one real solo album in the studio, and the other one she came out with was basically Alive, she has still been very influential from the Fugees to now and to anywhere she steps. People look up to her. People just look at her as like the quintessential rapper, singer, rapper. She made it comfortable for female artists to get out here and sing and rap at the same time and feel comfortable with it. And I really commend Lauryn Hill on everything that she has done. And I think she has done so much for the rap community. So I have to give her a shout out. And finally, Miss Whitney Houston. Yes, Whitney Houston, the voice, the legend, gone way too soon. Her voice is immeasurable. She, of course, was out during the time of Mariah Carey and everything, but her voice is my go-to for a lot. And a lot of singers have looked up to her and tried to duplicate that voice, but it's a voice that really can't be duplicated. It can be tried. It can be, you know, imitated, but it can never be duplicated. So I have to give it to Miss Whitney Houston as my last and final favorite person of all time. I want to thank you guys so much for riding with me for the past year and a half, from the beginning of the pandemic and working our way out of this one, leaving all the encouragement and love with me that you have over time and kept me pushing when I wanted to stop. I really appreciate that. I want to especially thank Mush King. Thank you so much for everything that you have done along the way for me. Thank you so much for, even in my tougher times, working through a lot of different things that I doubted about myself, helping me to strengthen myself. I really, really appreciate that. For all of the music lovers out there that are like me and use music as an outlet to strengthen their mind, bodies, and souls, and they use it as another form of strengthening those things, please, please stick around. Follow me on Instagram at DeluxeDave, DeluxeDave. My mind is already clicking away at what is next, but I hope you will join me for the journey. For the final time, you know, I do my usual thing. There's so much great music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I handed you the aux cord, would you know what to do with it? But today, I want to leave each of you with this. You are unique. You are loved, and you are created for greatness. Peace, y'all.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.